Welcome to the metta practice, or the loving kindness friendship meditation. Each day we have to navigate different challenges, really. So this type of meditation can be really useful in generating positive qualities, a remembering of what's important, and a movement to wholeness and accepting all different parts of us. To generate a heartful presence towards ourselves, a friendship towards ourselves and others, and a sense of the whole planet that we live on. So the first instruction of this metta practice is, can you find a sitting position that feels comfortable, wakeful and dignified? Or if you prefer, lie down, find a posture that's acceptable that you can practice today. A posture that's physically comfortable and psychologically comfortable as well. So your body can relax and your mind can relax as well. Establishing a posture. Don't try and force anything special to arise within the practice. Just see what happens. So we begin the practice just by coming to our breathing, finding that one posture, closing the eyes or leaving them open, taking some moments to arrive and breathe. Sensing our body and the activity of our mind and how we feel, opening to all parts of ourselves. And then we'll start to opening directly to a sense of love and care or friendship, kindness, connecting really to ourselves. So see if you can think of or remember one thing that you like about yourself, a particular quality, a particular action, a particular day. Just remembering something good you've done, perhaps, or been generous, or helping. Or being wise, perhaps, a wise action. See if you can draw this to mind and heart, a quality of yourself that you like about yourself. And if nothing really arises, you could just remember that everyone deserves to be happy, including you. Remembering even one small thing. And now we're going to use a couple of phrases. We're going to generate, actually repeat internally to ourselves a couple of phrases, as if we're speaking to ourselves, but just internally. And the first phrase is, may I be well. May I be well. And this speaks to not at our physical body, our emotions and our mind states. So not getting too entrapped or lost in dramas and negative states. So to yourself, may I be well. And just see where those words touch. If they touch at all into yourself, may I be well. And the second phrase, may I be happy. May I be happy. And again, notice what comes to your attention, even hearing the instructions. May I be happy. Just taking it in, repeating to yourself a couple of times, may I be happy. And everyone deserves to be happy. Everyone. It's a birthright. And the third phrase, may I be peaceful. May I have a peaceful life. May I not be pushed or pulled. May life not be a struggle. And that relates to our family and our work and the places where we live and we're connected. So may I be peaceful. So the three phrases are, again, may I be well, may I be happy, and may I be peaceful. See if you can use these phrases or come up with your own phrases to repeat and connect with them. Let them emerge from you outwards. Just to connect as best as you can. Or notice if you can't connect to them. If you find different feelings coming than other than these. But being present as best as you can to whatever's arising without trying to force any special things to come along. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. Simply allowing the words to emerge from yourself if you can. Repeating them in a rhythm that feels right. Or just repeating them and then waiting. Having a bit of space, seeing what comes up. And then when it feels right again to repeat them. Or sticking with just one of those phrases, if that feels best. Or creating your own phrases. No need to hurry. There can be silence. Even if it feels mechanical or awkward, or different sensations and feelings come along that you don't want to meet, as best as you can, meeting yourself, creating a bit of patience for yourself, understanding of what's coming along. If it feels right, may I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. Being aware of the activities in your body and the feelings that come along. And any thoughts that come along from the practice or just organically being produced from yourself anyway. May I be well. May I be happy. And may I be peaceful. And then let's expand this sentiment, this intention outwards. And see if you can think of someone that has really helped you on your way. Someone who's really taken care of you perhaps, or been very generous with you. Or in those moments in life, someone really makes a difference for us. See if you can draw to mind that someone might be someone quite inspiring to you. Has really changed things for us. See if you can imagine or visualize someone or name them. Get a feeling for them. Bring them here as if they're in front of you. Perhaps remembering what they've done for you and their good qualities. And offer the words to them, the intentions. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful, as if you're speaking to them. And if no one really comes to mind, connect back to yourself. If someone's there, may you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Being aware of what's arising. Taking care of yourself by paying attention on purpose to the present moment, being aware of your judgments, bringing some curiosity, some openness, some friendliness to life if you can. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. And once more, we'll expand our attention to good friends. Good friends. Good friends. Bring to mind, bring to heart a remembering of your friends. Good friends. And metta, or this practice, really means friendship. And if you can visualize them, remember them, say their name perhaps, bring them here in the power of your intention for friendship and loving kindness. So we're remembering our friends, past or present. You can offer, if you can, if it feels right for you, may you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Either individually as a group, sensing them, imagining, as if you could speak to them, look there in the eyes, and offer to them, may you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Or choosing your own words to repeat that to them, but conveying this heartful presence. And if nothing's arising, just be aware of that. Aware that nothing is arising, not trying to force any special thing to come along. Doing your best to practice as it is. Showing up on the mat. Showing up on the cushion, showing up for yourself moment to moment. If it feels right, may you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Just seeing what emerges, what arises, planting the seeds of intention. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. And then again, we'll expand it to a different category now. See if you can bring to mind a neutral person. A neutral person in your life. Could be a person from anywhere, really. A neighbor. Someone you don't like or dislike, but just have a neutral quality. If you can think of such a person. You might not know them or even understand them, have much contact with them, just a neutral person. Even that in invitation, notice what arises when you have to come up with a neutral person. See if you can remember a person of that quality and offer them the words, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be peaceful. What's it like to offer to a neutral person? May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Remember, you can always connect to yourself if it feels better to do so. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. Connecting to your breath, connecting to your body, connecting to your feelings and thoughts, and to the neutral person. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. And the next person we're going to move to now is more of a difficult type person, or a person that you've had a quite challenging, had a challenge with perhaps. Maybe not the most annoying or difficult person in your life, past or present. And remembering everyone has their cycles of pain and suffering and challenges, including the difficult people. Everyone has a body and a mind, and everyone has to work it out. So if you can draw to mind someone that is a difficult person, a remembering of them for a moment, and notice how that feels in your body, even the suggestion of remembering a challenging person. Just remembering. And then what would it be like to offer the words to them as an act of healing, act of remembering? You don't have to condone their actions. We don't have to pretend anything to that person. What would it be like if you were to offer the words to them, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be peaceful, remembering them were once young, innocent people, they were once a child. Everyone reacts differently, everyone gets challenged, including the difficult people, everyone. So what is it like to, if you choose to, remember that difficult person and offer the words to them, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be peaceful. We don't have to visualize them, just get a sense of them. You're not abandoning yourself. Take good care of yourself through the forgiveness practice. A bit of understanding. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Often we let go of the charge when we can connect a little bit with a more difficult person, with a bit more understanding and scope that they too are hurt. They too are challenged. It's often an unburdening for us. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. If it feels right for you. or sticking to yourself if it feels best right now. Remembering the meditation is about friendship and caring. If it feels best to stick with you, wonderful. Honoring what comes up for you. Tuning in as best as you can. Seeing what's arising, displaying itself. Your breath is always there to connect to. Once more, we'll change our direction a little bit. And we'll open, if you feel to a sense of the planet. So all the different people on this life that are currently living. Open to life itself, the animals, whether they're on the ground, whether two legs or four legs or many legs, whether they fly, whether they're underground or in the water. So plants even, pets, the billions of human beings that are on the planet, and the millions of insects, all life, sensing how we're connected to life, not apart. We are in life, part of life. Seeing if you can open, get a sense of the earth that we're on. This little blue planet that's traveling through space. With the millions of other creatures, beings on this planet right now. As best as you can, remembering life. Whatever that means to you, whatever comes to mind. And offering the words now to everyone, if that feels right. May all beings, whether they've just been born, or they're very old, whether they're male or female, whether you like them or dislike them, whether they're the nice people or nice or not so nice, from the past, from the present, future people if you like, may all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. What would it be like if you were to offer that intention outwards right now? May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful, just as we'd like to be well and happy and peaceful. It's a lovely intention to offer outwards. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. Seeing if the words resonate with you or not. So whether you drift off or blank out or reject the words. Noticing, it's an invitation. Seeing what comes up for you. Moment to moment. Making space for yourself. Understanding that things just arise in their own time. Using your breath as an anchor if you want to come back to the feeling of breathing. Or offering it out, this presence, this intention. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings feel safe, have a good place to live. May we look after everyone. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. From the ant to the whale, to the person that lives in Tasmania, to the person that lives in China, to the person that lives in India, regardless of where they live, how old they are, what race they are, if it's a pet or a fish in the ocean or a plant in your garden, what would it be like to offer to life itself a remembering of life and an honoring of life right now. The earth itself, the place where you live, the places that you've visited in your life. May all beings be well. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be happy. Whatever phrase emerges from you. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. A bit of gratitude for life with its challenges. Each day, each moment, a remembering of life. Once more, connect deliberately to your breathing, to coming back to you, the one that knows, the one that's practicing, the one that's listening. Come back to your breathing. Come home to your breath and body. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Coming back to home base. Coming back to your posture. Tuning into the room around you, the sounds that are here. Taking some moments to be present, opening the eyes if you feel to, keeping them closed if you feel to, and continuing to practice if you feel to, sitting in silence, or finishing when the time is right. And thank you. Namaste.